This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. Morning Devotions. I think most of us want to be good people. On occasions I've met someone who doesn't care whether they're good or bad, but generally it doesn't happen that often. I think most of us seem to say, yes, I want to be a good person. And we resonate with words like integrity and honesty and uprightness. Goodness is the simple word for the general quality recognised in the character and conduct. People say, well, many could tell of her goodness and kindness. It's something that we can sense in someone else, even though it's a bit hard to explain. It was Mahatma Gandhi who said, when I despair, I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time, they can seem invincible, but in the end, they always fall. Think of it always. There is no greatness where there is not simplicity, goodness, and truth. Now, they're great words. And I want to say today that goodness is doing the right thing for the right reason. One of the problems in our world is that goodness is the same, has the same problem we have with the word love. The word good is used like in so many different ways as we use the word love. You know, we love our children and apple pie, and we love a beautiful sunset. But each of the meanings, the words of there in love, is different. So what do you mean when you say you had a good experience? Well, it could mean something completely different to what you might think I'm saying. But there is one thing in common, the idea that there was some kind of benefit, a good deed benefits someone in some way, an act of kindness. And what's a good friend? Someone who is dependable, someone you can count on to be there for you, that relationship will benefit you. It's the same with good. I had a good meal. I met a good person. I had a good cry. And the Greeks, way back, believed the word goodness referred to uprightness of heart and life. So let's look at how the word good is used in the Bible. For instance, we read in the opening parts of Genesis in the Old Testament that God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created life in the sea and the air and the ground. And after each of these, God looked at it and said, "It is good." What's he meaning? It means that God looked at what he'd done. He was pleased with it. Maybe we could say goodness means something that pleases God. A good person is a person who is pleasing to God. That's the next step. The Bible is very clear that says that God is good. Now, what makes God good? Well, God is pure, holy, forgiving. He's generous. So if we're going to be good people, then all those characteristics that come from God should be ours as well. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians 5, when he was listing a group of what he called the fruit of the Spirit, he listed goodness. God's Spirit makes you good. And Paul was speaking about active goodness. And the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, is about everything that touches our thinking, our speaking, and our actions. It shows that people are doing good for the right reasons. God, create a pure heart in me, the psalmist said. Give me a new spirit that's faithful to you. God has planned for us to do good things, says in Ephesians 2:10, and so that we can live as he wanted us to live. So God planned for us to not only be good, but to do good as well. Sir Ernest Shackleton, in his remarkable expedition to reach the South Pole in 1908, that was part of the history. Remarkable story. As the men approached the Antarctica, his ship got stuck in ice, and they were there for several weeks, crushed in the massive ice floe. The team had to abandon the ship, and they set out on the ice using dog sleds, but they were absolutely bone-weary, and they had nowhere to go. They had no hope, really, of survival. In the diary that he kept, food was rationed right down to a few scraps of what they called hardtack, which is dried biscuit. Shackleton distributed the biscuit evenly among the men, and some men ate it hungrily. And one night, Shackleton awoke from his sleep, and he saw a fellow a team member there opening the sack of another person to get out his food bag. Shackleton was shocked by this, but then he saw a sight that just amazed him. This man put his own biscuit in that other man's bag. He wasn't stealing the biscuit. He was sacrificing his own. You see, that to me is goodness. Thank you, Lord, that we serve a good God. Help us to be good people. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.